Welcome to the Bedford First Assembly Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Bill McKee. We're always encouraged to know what God is doing through this ministry to transform lives. If you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know by sending an email to connect@bedfordfirstag.org. For more information about Bedford First Assembly and to watch the live stream of our services, visit www.bedfordfirstag.org.
Isaiah 53, verse number 1, he says, "Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing of his appearance that we should desire him." I forgot. Let's see, there's another piece to my... I might as well get the whole thing. There are a lot of different pictures. How many of you have a picture of Jesus in your home? Okay. There are a lot of different pictures of the Lord. This one that I have brought to you this morning is one that was sketched, I guess you would say, for me some years ago. It says 1984 on it, so that's probably about the year that it happened. There are many different images that we have along the way of baby Jesus, of Jesus as a youth, Jesus preaching. I remember in our home growing up, there was always this picture of Jesus standing at the door and knocking. Some of you seen that? It's kind of a famous painting. I'm sure that we had a knockoff of it. But many different pictures of Jesus. I want to, work on the picture a little bit this morning as my part of this service. Let me use the brush of Scripture more than my own comments to show you, if you will, the contrasts of colors and shapes in the portrait of Jesus. I'm sure that many of the scriptures that I will share with you this morning are familiar to you, but I'm going to ask you to kind of kick in your imagination a little bit and let the Holy Spirit get a hold of that part of your being to create a picture, a portrait of Jesus. His beginning comes like this, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, several hundred years before his birth in this world, Isaiah wrote, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." I would contrast that, Isaiah's picture of a mighty, glorious king, to Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse number 1, it says, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and wrapped him in cloths, placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the end. Allow me, if you would, to just point out quickly a couple of the contrasts here. This child king that Isaiah saw was born in a stable. Ruler of the ages, Isaiah says, laid in a manger. The zeal of the Almighty, the poverty of his parents. There was proclamation of his future that comes in Luke chapter 2. The devout and righteous Simeon said to Mary, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too because of him." Luke chapter 2, verse 36 gives a contrast. In the same setting, in the same temple, there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old, and she had lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped day and night, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. I don't know if you can see the contrast in the picture, but if I can point out, just the child is destined to cause the falling of many in Israel, Simeon says. Anna says she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Same Jesus. What came to my mind was the stone that the builders reject has become the head of the corner. Our Lord Jesus was such a contrast as he came here upon this earth. Let me take you one more step. As a 12-year-old lad, he goes to the temple. It would have been his bar mitzvah. In Luke chapter 2, verse 41, Jesus explains to Joseph and Mary for staying behind in Jerusalem and in the temple. And here's what he said. "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be about my father's business or in my father's house?" But then Luke chapter 2, verse 51 says, "Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them." Again, the nuance of this portrait. He's the Son of God, and yet he is the Son of Man. I don't know about your mind, but my mind has trouble fixing those things together because I serve and I know a righteous God, a holy God, an awesome God who is above anything and everything that man could ever hope to be. I find a greater identification with the humanity of Jesus. But they're both one. As a king in Matthew 21:5, at his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, he says, "Say to the daughter of Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The crowds that followed shouted, "Hosanna, son of David." But just within days, Matthew 27 records, the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him, put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. There's a contrast of pictures. But let me close with one more. From Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11, the picture that John saw that is yet to be seen by anyone else. "I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name. Written on him that no one knows but he himself. He's dressed in a robe, dipped in blood. And his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven follow him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword, which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As we celebrate this Christmas and even read the Christmas story, as we picture the babe in the manger of Bethlehem's stable, as we're settling upon an image to reflect upon, remember, Bethlehem's baby is the great I Am.